collaborative, part of the community,
the next idea.
You need to be awake and take actions to make sure the things that matter to you and the impacts that you want to see in the world actually happen. And I feel like a lot of people don't do that.
The Next Idea has explored the idea of social entrepreneurship, using a business approach to tackle chronic social problems. Well, the innovators of the future are the students of today. So now we turn the spotlight on to a unique program we discovered at the University of Michigan. The Optimize Social Innovation Challenge is in its second year. Its goal is to get students from all corners of the university to use innovative thinking, to use their creativity to address a broad range of social issues. Jeff Sorensen and Tim Pittich are the co-founders of Optimize. They're with us now. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to be here.
Jeff, start by describing in your own words what Optimize is.
I think Optimize is a response to a frustration that we had as students, which was that we saw so many students come up with really interesting creative responses to these big social challenges, whether it's education challenges, health, environmental problems. But so often then classes would end and no one would actually get out and take action on any of those and see, do these kind of idealistic solutions that we come up with among, you know, ourselves and we have so much energy behind, do they actually work out in the real world? So I see it as a platform for students to blend a little bit of pragmatism in with the idealism and the energy on a college campus and ultimately go through a long process of trying to turn that idea into impact.
So Tim, how does it work?
So students come from a wide variety of backgrounds with really interesting ideas, as Jeff mentioned, for addressing social problems. And we have an application process in the fall semester where students apply with a multidisciplinary team. They could be from business, from engineering, from the variety of liberal arts backgrounds, including poli-sci, economics. And they apply with an idea, and throughout the winter semester, they work to try to take that idea and make it happen. And we help them do that through workshops with mentorship from experienced individuals and then ultimately seed funding for some of those teams to go out and do it.
It seems what you're doing is you're challenging students to think less about what job can I get and more about what problem can I solve. And then in doing so, that could lead to a job or a career.
Right. I mean, you spend all of college developing these critical thinking, problem-solving skills, but we realized that when we were about to graduate, we had gotten really good at solving theoretical problems for theoretical people. You know, Tim studied biochemistry. He was solving these problems on the minuscule molecular level. I studied, you know, political theory. I thought I was going to be a political theorist for a while. It was a very sad day when I realized that's not a real job. But, you know, we were prepared to solve problems, but we hadn't gotten out and tried to see what's a real problem for real people and can we actually do something about that. Now we've seen more than 400 students participate in these programs. It turns out that you can actually apply those skills and start doing something with those skills that you're getting rather than waiting until you graduate to actually do something out in the world.
And Tim, we've heard this and we've talked about this with the Next Idea as social entrepreneurship, but you guys use the term social innovation because you discovered something kind of interesting about that word entrepreneurship. What was it?
Well, we found that entrepreneurship can be a little bit of a turnoff for some students who might not necessarily identify with the profit-seeking, business-minded theories to entrepreneurship. And one of the main student groups that we're going after is these liberal arts students that maybe identify a little bit more with the term innovation and the idea of thinking about problems and solving problems rather than thinking about creating a business and making money.
Interesting.
Yeah, we kind of thought that, you know, neither of us were really driven to be entrepreneurs, you know, for its own sake. It's kind of, sometimes it gets painted as this flashy thing, like, do you want to be the next Mark Zuckerberg? And that wasn't super appealing to us, but we did want to try to solve problems and use the skills that we had for that.
It also strikes me that it might be easy for a student to think, well, I'm not with the Ross School of Business. That's those guys.
Exactly.
I'm a sociology major or I'm a political science major and that's not my area. But you're saying, no, any area of the college or the university can provide ideas and innovation. Let's take a listen now to some Optimize students as they explain what attracted them to the program.
This is like a gateway to help us, open more ideas to people and encourage people to actually make a difference in our world today.
Usually when we speak about business or entrepreneurship, we always think about for profit, but usually we kind of like miss the bigger picture of business. The bigger picture of business is basically to help the community, like help society in a sense.
I like that social innovation combines like the sociocultural aspect as well as like anything else. You can affect anything, and that automatically improves the health of the community.
I think social entrepreneurship in general just creates this space of people just wanting to do good things, big things, and working together and creating like a collaboration more than a competition.
So I'm wondering, in the couple of years now that it's been up and running, Tim, how has the program grown?
So we started our first year in January 2013. We put out an application just seeing who might even be interested in something like this. And we had 65 students apply on 26 different teams. Ended up, 19 teams finished the program, so many more than we ever expected. We launched our second year last winter and had 55 teams apply with over 200 students. And this year we had 80 teams apply. We've had over 400 students participate in our programs and have expanded to some curricular offerings, including critical issues mini courses where students explore various different social challenges in environment, education, health, and actually the city of Detroit. And some of those students have then gone on to tackle challenges in those areas.
Jeff, I'm wondering, what is one idea in these last couple of years of teams and ideas? What is one idea that has really stood out for you that's come out of Optimize?
We've seen such a wide range of things come out of this. You know, there's the Michigan Urban Farming Initiative, which is doing urban farming in Detroit. And then there's a team called Blueprints for Pangea that's, taking wasted medical supplies from hospitals in the area and shipping them to countries that really need them. There's a team called Go Green Technologies that's developing new renewable technologies for individual homes so that you can eliminate fossil fuel use. There's a team called Resource Fund that is providing financial coaching for low-income residents to help them avoid predatory lenders. And I think seeing like this wide range of things, the most kind of a meta idea that has emerged is just this idea that undergraduate students can make an impact, a positive social impact in the world around us as an integral component of our undergraduate learning experience. So that kind of experiential learning is going to, you know, prepare us better to be out in the workforce and actually make an impact whatever we do, but it also creates this great community impact at the same time. And I think that social innovation in particular provides this really interesting motivation to stick with that kind of an experience, because you don't get those skills in a 2-week period. You know, these students are working for 5 months or longer. Some of the teams that we funded more than 2 years ago, 3 out of 5 of them are now still functioning. So I think that, you know, combining that motivation with that experiential learning is a really powerful idea that more colleges around around the country could adopt.
Well, and it strikes me that what you've done in creating Optimize can easily be done on campuses everywhere.
I think that's absolutely true, but what it takes is real leadership from the administration, because we have energy as students, and that exists in, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of undergraduate students around the country. Mm-hmm. But there's the new dean of LSA, Andrew Martin, has been 100% behind this since he got in. And it's really kind of rare to see administrators of that high level get behind and support and actually team up with the students in their colleges to build these kinds of programs and integrate them right into the college. I think that, you know, looking at that kind of an example for other administrators around the country is a really interesting thing to look at, because it's a new way of doing things. You know, it's adapting to the 21st century for universities.
Tim, what do you think innovators, students that have ideas, that have a lot of passion, what do they really need that they don't have already?
I think one of the main things that they need is they need to be able to develop the confidence that they can actually do something about the issues that are out there in the world. I think a lot of people think that they need to wait until after they graduate, wait until after they've spent 5-10 years out working in a job until they can develop the skills to actually go out and do what they really want to be doing in their lives in the first place. And what we've encouraged them to do is to stop waiting for someone else to go out and do these things. Stop waiting for someone else to take action on the issues that they really care about and ask themselves, why not me?
In fact, you're wearing shirts, both of you, that say, why not me? Stop waiting for someone else to change the world. Where do you hope to see Optimize in the next 5 years?
You know, it's an interesting question. In Ann Arbor, I hope to see a really thriving community that gets more supportive and stronger every single year, because as more people go through the program, what we see is the students who do really well come back and serve as mentors to the next group of students. Every day we're adding new community members, business leaders to our group of mentors who come in and work with these students. In 5 years, I imagine it being led by students with really awesome support from, you know, business leaders and community leaders in the area. But I also see a huge opportunity for this kind of a thing to scale around the country. We have this thing, you know, we say hopefully in 5 or 10 years, what we call social innovation now is just going to be called college. It's just part of your experience. We find new ways to integrate these kinds of programs into the college experience for everyone so that you don't just learn theoretical skills. You actually are always thinking about, how can I take these skills that I'm learning right now, work with people who are different from me, and take on challenges in the world that I really care about? And how can I do that in a pragmatic enough way that I can continue that through my career path for the rest of my life?
We've been looking at The Next Idea with Jeff Sorensen and Tim Pittich with the Optimize Social Innovation Challenge. Thanks to both of you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And you can learn more about Optimize. Just check out their website, optimizemichigan.org, and you can go to the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org and read a question and answer session with Jeff and Tim.